We're here at Latitude Festival on Saturday morning. I'm delighted to be in the company of Stina from Honeyblood. Stina, good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, very good, thanks. And you must have a very busy schedule, because here we are at 10 o'clock in the morning. I've been here every year for 14 years and I've never seen 10 o'clock at Latitude before.
First on the main stage, so nice and early.
Yeah, and this is the first time I will have seen you live today as effectively a solo performer. Has it been daunting stepping out on your own?
It has been, but it's... I've kind of eased into it now and it's got a lot more comfortable. So, I mean, the album's been out for a couple of months and we just did a massive tour. So it's like second nature now.
Okay. Your current album, In Plain Sight, it's moved on musically from Babes Never Die, which I felt was a bit more guitar-y, I guess. Did you feel like you've done the full-on rock thing and you wanted to see where else you could go with it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I really experimented with synths on this record and maybe taking it away from a classic rock sound. I guess for me it's branching out into a more experimental place.
It's not a case of you disowning what you did before, it's just saying I can do something different.
No, I just get really bored really easily. I like to kind of change it up a bit, you know.
Yeah, sure. Does the album have any particular theme lyrically, or is it more personal now because it's just yourself in the band?
I mean, it does. I mean, that's why I called it In Plain Sight, because it really was like a riddle that I had to kind of get to the point that I'm at just now. And a lot of the songs have that kind of theme running through them. I think I answer my own questions with songs sometimes, and I don't realise it until I've written it.
Right, and that's sort of very different. Did you feel like you were not able to do that on the earlier stuff?
It's just a different it kind of is that way with all my songs, but I mean, Babes was a different question that I was trying to answer, and the same with the first record.
In these days of digital releases, I miss the great album covers of the past. They don't seem to have much profile, but you've got a fantastic album from I hope I pronounce this right, Cecilia Paradis.
Yes, I feel exceptionally lucky to have worked with such amazing and iconic artist. It really was a pipe dream that came true to work with her.
Now today you've got you're very busy today because you've got two performances. You're on the main stage, as you said, in a couple of hours time, and then you're off in the woods somewhere to do an acoustic set.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, I'm going to do a solo set. I know you'll never see me with an acoustic guitar, and really, never.
Well, I was going to say that because I don't ever remember seeing a Honeyblood acoustic anything.
Nah. Okay. I just play a Telecaster most of the time.
So you must be fairly relaxed, and are you looking forward to it as much as other people will be?
Yeah, this is one of our very few festival performances, so very much looking forward to it.
Okay, where does Honeyblood go from here? Are you going to have a well-earned rest? You've got a tour in the autumn, haven't you?
No, yeah, I'm back on tour. So in October, we're back on tour, and I'm actually planning on doing some more recording this year as well, so there will be new material maybe at the end of the year or next year.
Is it inappropriate for me to ask if there's any sneak previews of it? I mean, are you going to be playing any of it today, or can you describe what it's going to be like, or
no,
you're not sure yet?
I won't be. Yeah, I just decided to do this maybe like a couple of weeks ago, so I don't even know what's going to go.
I don't think I've ever successfully managed to find out what's happening in the future. But Stina, thank you very much for chatting me with this morning, and looking forward to your two performances today. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, thanks.